this is an extremely important project for us. So it's a 3 million gallon elevated water. So this will be our third elevated tower, and it's going to be located roughly there by Scott and White. But with it is a second pressure plane. So there's areas around Foxfire and Pebble Creek that have elevated water pressures in excess of 120 PSI, which creates problems. So with this elevated tower, we will also have pressure-reducing valves, or PRVs, that with this tower, we're able to stair-step the pressure down, because that part of the topography of the city slopes off, so you have higher pressures in that area. But it also gives us more firefighting capacity, and again, to supplement what Donald was saying too, this is a critical design project as far as getting the modeling correct with this other pressure plane and being able to properly fill these towers at different levels. So the towers are roughly each about 200 feet high, but again, because of the grade and elevation in these two pressure planes, it creates a unique challenge to get it properly designed so that you're pumping and filling with that and monitoring the correct pressures throughout the system. So yeah, it's a critical project for that whole triangle too, if you will, to develop at Rock Prairie, Fitch, and Six. So yeah, it's a critical project. And this third water tower will take us out to build out as far as our storage of water. So
we don't anticipate another water tower.
No, sir.
This is for quite some time.
This is anticipated as the last.
Okay. And what's
correct? It's designed for build out.
For what population?
You know, I don't know if I know the estimated population, but it's looking at our build out for as far as annexation and population densities for current comp plan. So we do not anticipate a third water tower unless there's some very unique annexation plan. So, this most likely will be the last tower.
How does the capacity of this tower compare to the other two?
So Greens Prairie is 3 million, excuse me, Park Place is 3 million, mm-hmm. and Greens Prairie is 2 million. So this will look very similar to the one at Park Place, or the one...
By HEB.
By the HEB in the middle of town.
That's
yes, sir.
What people know. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I think the point is that water services is bound by our CCN, and we, even if we annex, we will not be annexing water services.
True.
So you do know the acreage and the density, at least the current comp plan. Of what it's going to be, so you can forecast that reasonably. Other people will have to provide the water services as we annex, and should we.
And that's more accurately stated, yes, sir.
Well, that's another reason why you can be more definite about this is the last one the City of College Station Water Services will have to build. Other people may have to build another elevated storage.
Unless something very unique happens, yes, that we don't anticipate, yes.